Understand that around each person, that means around you, there are guides, angels, and helpers. The difference in these things. Angels, for the most part, are created to be angels. They have a special purpose, and they don't incarnate into physical bodies for their soul's growth and development. Guides, on the other hand, can be master beings or other beings that have passed on from this life, and they're here to help us and guide us because they've been through it, and part of their growth is to help others. We're all one. So your guides can be anything from master teachers such as Buddha, Jesus, Muhammad, Confucius, any of the other greats, to your grandmother, to a friend that passed on, or to someone you've never heard of and that is famous in no worldly way. Helpers are in a different category. Those that have worked with shamans understand this because when they do a specific task, they call in specific helpers for that task. For example, if I'm doing house cleaning or gardening, I might call in the help of a gardener or a house cleaning person. It's true for the other work that we do. Helpers come in on an as-needed basis. Now, one thing you need to check on here, ask in each category, are my guides the highest, the truest, and the best for me at this time? Are my angels the highest, the truest, and the best for me at this time? And are my helpers the highest, truest, and best for me at this time? On the guides and angels, if you get a no answer, simply ask to work with your soul in alignment with your path and purpose, and ask for the highest source to make that correction, to bring in guides and angels to the highest, truest, and the best to help you at this time and with the issues you're dealing with. You can also ask that this be adjusted automatically as needed. This is what you're choosing. Sometimes we grow in consciousness so fast that we may have predetermined or there may have been pre-selected guides and angels to work with us, and it was not anticipated that our growth would be this rapid. So that would be the reason to check on it, to see if you have the ones that are optimum for you, and then ask that it always be adjusted. Helpers are something different. In other times and places, we may have had helpers that weren't too good, just like we have helpers that mess up the landscaping, or they chop down the wrong bush, or a house cleaning person maybe steals something or whatever, breaks something. We can have worked with helpers that weren't the best. If you get an answer that says, no, they're not the highest, the truest, and the best, then ask that this be corrected in the oneness and that you be released from any alliances, agreements, or involvements with helpers that are not of the highest order. And then ask to replace them with ones that are. It's very easy to do. People just don't realize that you have the authority to check and have it done. Remember, like energy attracts like energy. That's a natural law. It's proven with science. If you're finding there's an imbalance or a problem, that's a low frequency energy. It therefore means that you have something that's in alignment with that low frequency energy that you haven't cleared or addressed yet. That's why I say it's really a blessing when these things come up for you. It gives you that opportunity to take care of it in the here and now. Finish it. It's a done deal for all time. Put your ego out of the way when these things come up and put out of the way any thing about, oh, that's horrible. I would never do that. Just know that it's absolutely a truth. If you're having an issue with something and there's an imbalance or a problem, it's because you still have some low frequency energy to address and clear in that area. The sooner you're willing to acknowledge it, the sooner you're able to take steps to get it out of the way and to move forward with your life.